Blackstone Audio presents Shogun, the epic novel of Japan, by James Clavell. This book is read by Ralph Lister. Author's note. I would like to thank all those here, in Asia and in Europe, the living and the dead, who helped to make this novel possible. Lookout Mountain, California. Prologue. The gale tore at him, and he felt its bites deep within, and he knew that if they did not make landfall in 3 days, they would all be dead. "Too many deaths on this voyage," he thought. "I'm pilot major of a dead fleet. One ship left out of 5, 28 men from a crew of 107, and now only 10 can walk, and the rest near death and our captain general one of them. No food, almost no water, and what there is, brackish and foul." His name was John Blackthorne, and he was alone on deck but for the bowsprit lookout, Salomon the Mute, who huddled in the lee, searching the sea ahead. The ship heeled in a sudden squall, and Blackthorne held on to the arm of the sea chair that was lashed near the wheel on the quarterdeck until she righted, timbers squealing. She was the Erasmus, 260 tons, a 3-masted trader warship out of Rotterdam, armed with 20 cannon and sole survivor of the first expeditionary force sent from the Netherlands to ravage the enemy in the New World. The first Dutch ships ever to breach the secrets of the Strait of Magellan. 496 men, all volunteers. All Dutch except for 3 Englishmen, 2 pilots.